We now do a chapter, Perek Shishi of Hilchos Tshuva. It's on page Nun Zayin of the regular standard editions. Now, the Rambam of the previous chapter is talking about free will, and he makes it very clear, and that's an important basic principle in the understanding of Torah and Mitzvahs and of Tshuva, the idea that we have the will to do good or evil. Lach Aleph. Psukim Arba Yesh V'Torah, B'Divrei Neviim, the many psukim in the Torah and in the Prophets, Shenirei Kesosu Nikazeh, that appear to be contradicting this principle. Yechshon Mehen Rov HaAdam, and most people make a mistake with this. Yala Ogaiten Mehen Shekadosh Baruch Hu, who goes to Adam Lassus Ra'al Tova. People think because of these psukim that it is Hashem who decrees upon a man that he should do evil or good. And they think that man's heart is not under his control to turn it to whichever direction he wants. I will explain a great principle for which you can understand the explanation of those psukim. When an individual or the people of a whole country sin. Now they do this sin through their own knowledge and will, as we have explained. Right at Parmimena, they are fit of being punished. The Holy One, blessed is He, Hashem knows how to punish them. Certain sins, the law is that he gets punished in this world, whether physically he suffers or financially, or with the small children. Persons, small children that have no intelligence of their own, they're not bar mitzvah age, they're like his possessions. And it is possible that the person is punished through something befalling his children. Similar as it is written, a man dies by his own sin. That means until he becomes a man. When he's just a child, younger than a man, it's possible that he dies by the sin of his father. So, for a certain sin, the punishment is something in this world. For certain sins, the divine justice is that he's punished in the world to come. The transgressor has no damage at all in this world. And for certain sins, you're punished in this world and in the next world. Halacha Beis. The Medrash Mamurim B'Zman Shlosh Teshuva. When do we say all of these things about these various punishments? If a person does not repent. Avamas Teshuva, if he did repent, Teshuva Kesris Lepnei Peronos. Teshuva is like a shield that saves you from suffering. Kesheim Shalom Chotem Yidai Tebetzono, just as a person sins with his own knowledge and his own will, so he can repent with his own knowledge and his own will. Now we get in the Lach Gimel to the point that answers those sentences that appear to say that we don't have free will. It's possible that a person sins a great sin, or many great sins, until the lawyer is before the true judge. That the punishment for this sin, or these sins that the sinner did, and he did them with his own will and with his own knowledge, his punishment is shemona mimenu atshuva, that the ability to do tshuva is withheld from him. They don't give him the ability, they do not give him the free will anymore to repent from his wickedness, so that he should die and be destroyed as a result of the sin that he did. This is what Hashem says through the prophet Yeshayahu. Make the heart of these people fat so that they shouldn't do tshuva. They humiliated the messengers of God. They embarrassed his words. They played around with his prophets until the anger of God arose in his people, till it could not be healed. Talmudus means, Chatu Britzonim, they sinned with their own will. The Hebrew of Shoah, they did so much evil, Till Hashem withheld from them the possibility of further doing tshuva, which is the marpa, the healing. So there is no healing, meaning that at that point Hashem no longer lets them do tshuva. That's why it says in the Torah, I will strengthen the heart of Paro. He first sinned by himself. There, Israel, and he did bad to Israel. Hagar and Ba'asa were living in his lamp. Shememah, it says, come, let us deal trickily with them. So the law was that tshuva should be withheld from him until he was punished. That's why Hashem strengthened his heart. If so, why does Hashem send through Moshe and tell him, send my people away, repent? God already said that he wouldn't send them away. And that I know that you and your servants do not fear God. So the pasuk continues, Vulam, however, for this reason I established you. So the reason is today, Lodiel Abai HaOlam, to let the people of the world know, that when Hashem restrained the sinner from doing tshuva, and the Yachaloshev, then he will not be able to do tshuva. And the Yavos Berisha, he will die in a state of sin. Asha'asa b'tchila, that he did at the beginning, but according to his will. Chayn Sichon, l'fi avon l'shaylon, eschayav l'monam in a tshuva. Similarly, Sichon, because of the sins, so the law was, the divine law was that he not be allowed to do tshuva. Shneam, as it says, ki hiksh Hashem l'kach s'ruch avim itzis l'bavo. Hashem hardened his spirit and his heart. Similarly, the Canaanites, whom the Jews conquered when they entered Israel, because of their sins, tshuva was withheld from them. I chose Muhammad and Israel till they did battle with Israel. As it says, this was from Hashem to strengthen their hearts. The cause of Muhammad and Israel towards the war with Israel, in order that they may be destroyed. Similarly, the Jews in the time of Eliyahu. Because they did a lot of sins, so Hashem did not let those who did these many sins do tshuva. It says, you have turned their heart backwards. That means, you have held back tshuva from them. Hashem didn't decree that Paro do evil to Israel, nor that Sichon should sin in his land. And not upon the Canaanites that they do abominations. But not that the Jews should serve idols. All of them sinned by themselves. And their punishment was that they could not do tshuva. In a like way, the righteous people and the prophets pray in their prayers, may Hashem from God, to help them find the truth. As David said, teach me, O God, your ways. Kloma, this means, let my sins not hold me back from knowing the way of truth, from which I will know your way and the unity of your name. Similarly, David says, support me with a generous spirit. Kloma, this means, allow my spirit to do your will. Let my sins not cause me to stop me from doing tshuva. Let my have the ability until I return and understand and know the true way. And similarly, all things that are like these psukim. What is it that David says Hashem is good? Therefore he teaches the sinners the way, which implies that he makes them repent. Yadrochanovim, he helps the humble on the righteous path. Zeshashof, Nevi'im lehem adim derech Hashem avachzirin osim b'tshuva. That doesn't mean God makes them do tshuva. That means he sends them prophets to tell them the way of God so that they should do tshuva. The other, another thing, Shanosim koch lehem adalavim, God gave them the strength to learn and to understand. Shemidizum choladam, this is an attribute of every person. She calls man, she nimshach, v'darach ha'chokma, v'tzedek, v'sav lehem v'rodef osam. That's built into a person that as long as he studies wisdom and righteousness, he desires them and pursues them. Vashon Razalvus, what the sages said, Balatayim Messiah, someone wants to purify himself, he receives help. Klomer, that means Yimtatsman Ezodav, he will find that he's helped for the matter. But the person has to choose to want to do good. And if he does, then through studying wisdom, he will be inspired and he will do good. Now the Rambam asks a question. The cost of the Torah, isn't it written in the Torah of Avodah Bidu also, that the Egyptians will enslave the Jews? Well, it goes on a mitzvah lasas ra. So we see that God commanded that the Egyptians do evil, that they afflict the Jews. We'll see another instance. It says, Moshe foretold that this people, the Jews, would arise one day and turn after the foreign gods of the land. So we see that he commanded that the Jews serve idols. Why did he punish them? The Rambam answers, God didn't command that a particular person should stray after idolatry. Each and every individual of those people who turn after idolatry, that God foretold that they would tell after, that they would serve idols. But each individual, if he didn't want to serve idols, he wouldn't have to. God told Moshe what would happen in the world, that there would be people serving idols. But each individual has a choice to be one of those people or not to be one of those people. This would be similar if he would say, in this people there will be righteous, in this nation there will be righteous people and wicked people. So a person cannot make an excuse, a wicked person, and say, well, I have to be wicked because God told Moshe that there would be some wicked people. You have a choice of being wicked or not. It says that the poor people would not be taken away from the earth. They would always be poor. But that doesn't mean each individual has to be poor. The Mitzrayim, similarly by the Egyptians, each and every individual who afflicted and did evil to the Jews, if they wanted not to do evil, they could have. That God didn't decree on any individual person, but he said that at the end, that the children of Abraham would be slaves in a land that wasn't there. Rambam adds, we've already said that we can't understand how God knows what the future would be. So what the Rambam is really doing is he's adding a specific answer to the question that he answered before. Before he said that we don't know how Hashem knows the future and yet doesn't affect our free will. So he's saying that that's true here as far as the Egyptians go. But in addition to that, each individual Egyptian could have not been a bad person, even though God knew that in general the Egyptians would be bad, but each individual could have not done evil, and that prophecy that God said that the Egyptians would harm the Jews would have been fulfilled with the other Egyptians. Now the Rabbit argues, he says, Elohim arichus dvarim she'enam mitubolim. This is lengthy words that are not good. I can practically say, says the Rabbi, that these are immature words. According to the Rambam's reasoning, if God says to the strayers after idolatry, why did you stray? I didn't mention you by name, so that you should say that I demanded that you worship idols. But the strayers after idolatry will say, who did you foresee would serve idols and command would serve idols? If not me, then which ones? The ones who didn't serve idols? Then your decree would not be fulfilled. So somebody had to do it. So how could you punish a person for doing it? He could always say to God, you're saying it didn't have to be me, it had to be someone. Someone had to do it, so why should the one who finally did it be punished? That's the Rabbi's objection to the Rambam. So the Rabbi says, V'kam am azev zana. As far as the pasuk that these people would serve idols, Klamano, we've already said, that's not a decree of God in the first place. It's just a prophecy. He's not saying that they must. He is foretelling the fact that they would. And the Rabbit holds that it's not a contradiction. Ukoshkin Bakan, especially here, Shaf Moshe Omar, Moshe himself said, Yashchis Tashchisum, that you would do wicked things, because even when I was alive in your midst, Vaskiachri Mosi, certainly after I die, so even Moshe knew that they would do bad. God could say that without making it a decree, as the Rabbit said previously, in the previous chapter. As far as the Egyptians, there are two ways of looking at this. One thing is that God punishes a wicked person with someone who is wickeder than he. After punishing the wicked one, he punishes the person who was even wickeder to begin with, Berisho, according to his wickedness. Woe, Assyria, the rod of my anger. When you finish despoiling, you shall be despoiled. You're going to be punished because of your wickedness and your arrogant heart. The Egyptians were also wicked. They were fit of those punishments anyway. However, if they would have in the first place listened to Moshe and let the Jews go, they wouldn't have been flogged or drowned in the sea. Despite the fact that they enslaved the Jews, if they would have let them go at that point, they wouldn't have been punished further. But the sin of Paro and how he disrespected Hashem, that's what caused it. So that's the first thing. The first thing is that they were wicked people to begin with, and they're being punished for their own wickedness. And had they let the Jews go, they wouldn't have been punished at all. Hashemi, the second thing is, Kebaram of Inu Osam, Hashem says they will, that the Egyptians would afflict the Jews. They did more than they had to do. They made them work very hard, Vemisunahem, and they killed them, Vetovumahem, they drowned some of them. Kedishanamah, like the Pasuk says, Anikitzafti Me'at, I was angry a little bit, Me'mazulara, and they helped do even more bad. This is why they were liable to punishment, because they did more than they had to actually do. So that's how the Rabbit answers the question. But again, we still ultimately have to fall back to the Rambam's answer that Hashem's prescience does not contradict our free will, and the only way we can understand that is by realizing that God's knowledge and His prescience is different in its very nature than ours, and that this is something by definition we can never truly understand.